31,
that's correct. Test for Tesfai and Ralph. Okay, the Mishnah had said on page 30 on Daf Tesfai and Tesfai and Beis, the Mishnah had said that Mipnei HaTakana, the cryptic words of Mipnei HaTakana, it sounded like we don't know exactly what the words of Mipnei HaTakana were going on. Whether it's going on a kula or a chumra. So first one says ma'abnei takana. So he says that Gemara wants to say that it's a chumra. Right? The reason why Rabbi Yossi apostles having blank form getting left around is says Rabbi Shabbsai b'shem rechizkia mibnei takanas benosis social imutzu mitzvus garsh. In order to rectify the situation for daughters of Israel, that it will not be so easy to divorce them. So therefore, you can't have form getting lying around, so that it's not so simple to divorce. You have to write the get from scratch. Says Mara, no, that's not the way to read the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok shol Rabbi Chir baba. Shmuel Yitzchok asked Chir baba kosher. Mibnei takana seems to be a reason to be machshir. In fact, it's not clear. Rabbi says that for get forms are possible. It's going on. It seems to be going on the halacha that one is allowed to leave forms around. So how could it be a reason to be makel to leave forms around? So says the Gemara. Well, we have to get through a couple more lines before we get to the answer. Ashur Rabbi Yitzchok Shaul Rabbi Chia Barba Kosher. Mipnei HaTakana is the reason to say the forms are kosher. Vatam Rachein, and you say that it's in order to prevent Jewish girls from getting divorced. Of course, it'll make divorce more likely. In Tamar Pasul V'Yeus. If you're going to say that Mipnei HaTakana is the reason to Pasul, then that would be true, but the way they understood for some reason Mipnei HaTakana, it says the Mishnah is not a reason to Pasul, but a reason to be Machshir. So Maikadu, what would be a reason to be Machshir? A reason to be Machshir, writing forms ahead of time, because I'm Rabbi Avun say Mipnei HaTakana Salavlar, for the good of the cipher, of the scribe. Kidei Shilchai Mitzil, in other words, when he has slack period, he'll write forms up, and that way he'll have forms around when the time comes to actually give whatever document we're talking about. Now, Rabbi Zir, B'shem Ren, Rav Huna, B'shem Rav said, Halach Rabbi to begin, Halach Rabbi that you one may not write forms by Gittin. Rabbi Lezer, B'shem said, Halach Rabbi Lezer, by other documents that one may do forms by other documents, Bishtoris, by other documents other than get. So it says, more, why do you have to say Lochus like Rabbi Yehuda by get, like Rabbi Lezer Bishtoris? No, more like Rabbi Lezer, just say Lochus like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer himself in the Mishnah had said that by all other documents you can write up pre-printed forms except for Gitei Noshim. So Rabbi Lezer himself had made this point. Why do you have to say Lochus like Rabbi Lezer by other stars, Rabbi Huda by Gittin, Rabbi Lez himself had drawn that distinction between Gittin and other stars. And that's one question. No more look, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Bob Hashem Rav said, Halacha Rabbi Lezer begin, Rabbi Huda b'shtaros. Rabbi Bob, name of Rav, also said, a different version, but really the same idea. Halacha Rabbi Lezer by Gittin, that the Gittin are no good. It's like Rabbi Huda by other stars, that by Shtoros also it's no good. Actually, it's not the same. It's not a different version. It's different. He's saying that by no star is it ever good to have a form ahead of time. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, no star ever may be pre-printed. So if that's the case, why can't you just say, no, I'm going to look at Rabbi Yehuda. Why did you throw in Rabbi Lezer? He meant to say, look, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't he? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says it's possible by all Shtoros. So why do you have to throw in Rabbi Lezer? So both of the poskim who weighed in on this decision here in the Gemara said a confusing language. They said, look, like Rabbi Lezer by X, and look, Rabbi Yehuda by Y. They differ in which area, domain, the Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, which domain, the Lezer, like Rabbi Yehuda. But Lamaisa, either one of them could have gone away with saying something else. The first place they could have said, how long is it, Rabbi Lezer? Because Rabbi Lezer draws that dichotomy between Gittin, which are no good, and other stars, which are good, like the first place they weighs in. And the other person could have gotten away with saying, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, the one who says, that we never allow pre-printed forms. So that he didn't have to, neither of them had to mention the opposing viewpoint. So there's more, I'll tell you why they had to mention if you have opposing viewpoint. Why is that? El begin the Rabbi Shmuel Tarbaya Armin, since Rabbi Shmuel both said, Halach Rabbi Lezer begitten, it doesn't say begin in the Gemara, but it should, the Karbina Eda throws that in. Since they both said, Halach Rabbi Lezer begitten, they stress that, that lo sari lesbikin, meaning that one cannot write a pre-printed get. Velo tizbar mei marfalkakein, do not think that a log is like Rabbi Lezer across the board, right? So Sarech lemei mar a log Rabbi the begin, say, there to say a log is like Rabbi the begin, who Rabbi Lezer bishtaros, and like Rabbi Lezer by other documents. Meaning we would have thought that logos, if you would have said a log is like Rabbi Lezer in Gittin, I would say, well, a log is like Lezer by Gittin, that they're no good. But Allah is not Rabbi Lezer elsewhere. And if I would have said also the same way, if I would have said, look, sorry, I'd be to buy, get, buy one area. I would have not, since there is Machlokas, I would have said, well, perhaps not elsewhere. So therefore, in order to stress their positions, each one says, I know there's somebody who argues, I want to clarify it by saying that Allah is like X by A, and Allah is like Y by B. Allah, according to the other B, Allah is like Y by A, and Allah is like X by B, in order to clarify that there shouldn't be any mistakes. Okay? Says more further, the Mishnah further. So I turn the page, to test line on base, Allah can give more. I may be get. If somebody brings a get, Vayimenu, and the get got lost. If you found the get immediately kosher, then the get is kosher. If not possible, because we're afraid that it might be somebody else's get. What if you found it in some sort of a bundle or some sort of pouch, which was sealed, and you had a siman in it, so then it's okay. Also, Makir, if you recognize the get itself, that's also kosher. I maybe get, if somebody brings a get, you left the person who sent the get sick or elderly or sick, no law, you still give the get on the assumption that the individual is still alive. If you have a girl who's a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, Volach Barum Dinasam and her husband went to Chutz Loretz. And it's not a question of get, but a question where he went to Chutz Loretz and she wants to continue to eat truma. Ochela, she can continue to eat truma, b'chezka shu kayam, on the basis of the assumption that he is still alive. Hashuleh chatos min Yisrael, and vice versa, somebody sends a chatos from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael. Makrino, so we sacrifice the base of mikdash, b'chezka shu kayam, on the assumption that the fellow is still alive, and therefore the chatos is a valid korban.
Does the get have cheskas kashrus if it's been left?
No, loses cheskas kashrus if it's been lost. Not immediately. It was a certain amount of time. Then what now gives the shear? Ezwal asar, what's considered to be the immediately? Rabbi Yonah, so Yochanan Amar Koshulah of Arshambir, as long as nobody has passed by there. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidin, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi said, not that stringent. Kol Shalav Rosham Shloshim Neodam. As long as three people have passed by, we assume it's still the same get. Of our goy, does the goy count? And the reason why a goy shouldn't count is obviously because what's a goy doing with the get? It's very very unlikely that a goy was carrying a get and dropped the get. So Nishmini Medal, let's hear it from here. Abarbarbarchana, Isaac Gita, Abarbarchana brought a Gita, a get, Ubad Mine, and he lost it, Vashkeche Kad Sirke, and was found by a certain Arab who returned it to him. So as Ubdu Kum Rabbi Yochanan, from the episode came from Rabbi Yochanan, Va'ach Shirun. And he said that the get was kosher. Hadar Marad, this teaches us, Eved or a goy, if the person who passed by was an Eved or a goy, kosher. Right? Because here, even if he picked it up, it's considered to be still valid get. Alachas kamakam, if he just passed by and didn't pick it up, then the get is still considered to be kosher. Okay? So in any event, we see that this is not a problem. Says Mark, no, who says? Maybe it is a problem. Neymar Simon Avalebe. To maybe he had a simon in the get, and that's why he knew it was his. But even though many really, if a guy or a passes by, it's also a problem. But here, maybe he had a simon in the get. Says, well, what simon would he have? For locating time, did we learn ain't simon getting? There's no such thing as a simon by a get. Says Mara, who the mar? No, when is there no simon by a get? When he says, train a cluster in a poor simon. When he says, there were two or three lines in the get, nowadays, our customers write 12 lines in the get. But when he said, there are two or three lines in the get, and he didn't actually have a, that's not called simon muvuk, it's not called a definitive simon. So that type of simon we don't trust by a get. However, in this case, Bram Hacha, in this case, Heishabo, there was some hay to get Shoya Nakut, which had a dot in it, or according to some people of the Girsa Nakut, that it had a hole in it. So that's a far superior simon, and that simon is sufficient in order to assume that the get is actually yours. So this case of Toyba is a case where there was a simon, perhaps, and not a case necessarily where the fact that a goy passed through was not a problem. No, maybe a goy passing through, certainly a goy picking up and giving it to you is a problem. That's a unique case because there was a simon which you have in the get. Okay? Rabbi Ezra boy kuni Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Ezra has the front of Rabbi Mana. Hacha lama u pasul. I don't understand the whole Mishnah. Why is the pasul over here? But it must be because ani omer, I say, acher hoya sham, that there was somebody else who passed who were there. V'hayu shmo kishmo, and it had that individual had the same name as he did, and of course his wife had the same name as his wife. That must be the problem, because otherwise, what is the problem? Haga. So that's the case. Listen, and imagine the following case: Shabbat Kukulosa Amakom, where they checked the entire locality. Veloma Tu Adam, they found no, but on the other individual, Shishmo Kishmo, where his name is like her, like the name in this written in this get. And there's no other woman who has the same name as his wife. So how come the get is possible in that case? So it says, I know why the get is possible. I'll tell you why the get is possible. The taka shouldn't be possible. It's right. It's Xerid Rabbanan. Mishum chomer hu ba'arayas. It's a stringency which you have by Arias, that even though normally we should say that in such a case, if you clarify that there's nobody else with the same name here, it should be kosher, but this is a get, and a get is a matter of Arias, and a matter which has to do with Arias, we're much more stringent. Okay, so that's why we don't say the get is kosher. So says Gemara, I don't understand. Why is this more stringent than the case in case of Yevamos? But here the in Yevamos, Hochov Lamatu Shamadam. If you were, this is the very end of Yevamos. It says that if you went and you found, you heard an individual saying, I'm dying, and my wife is so and so, she should be muteris because I'm dying. So if he says that, they hear somebody making their pronouncement, and they run to within the direction where they heard their pronouncement made. They went and they couldn't find anybody there. But they married off his wife nonetheless. So we rely even on a basco, right? Even on a voice which you heard, a disembodied voice which we never actually identified who it was. And it's another case where they went and they found a body, but it wasn't a body which they recognized. But since he had given the directive and said he was about to die, they were married off his wife. So that's the case over here. How come we're so machmir? If there, where it's Arias too, we're more makel, and we say we rely just on the voice, which they heard, that the guy's saying that it was him. So over here, let's rely also on the fact that guy says that this is the same get, and there is nobody else in the vicinity. Why does that not suffice, right? So it says, Gemara, what's the problem? What's the problem? Okay. Amalei Amana, so Amana said, Kain Amar Rabbi Shmuel Baracha. So Rabbi Shmuel Baracha said that we have a very remote chashash. None of this is really in the Bavli. We have a very remote chashash, which is Aisha Zeh, a very remote suspicion. That Aisha Zeh, maybe this guy, Shnei Kin HaYubiyod. In other words, of course, this is the guy can tell us it's not the case, but because of such a case, we made a decree that wherever there's lost get, we don't rely on the get. Why is that? Because it's a possibility, it's conceivable, that the Shliach had two kitten. Well, it's not just Shliach, the husband could have two kitten. Echa Kosher v'Echa Posel. One of them was a kosher get, one was a posel get. So needless to say, he should throw away the posel one. What?
Why would he have a
posel? He was going to throw it away, but he didn't get around to it yet. It's very unlikely, you're right. The truth is that he might be keeping it. One of the Mefarshim says here, I think the Carbonator, it says that he might keep it in order to use to cover his clothes, you know, cover his food. You know, in the old days, they didn't have aluminum foil or saran wrap. and paper was very expensive, so therefore they would save old documents in order to cover their food. So it could be he was saving it for that purpose. So, what?
It's economical.
It's economical, that's right. Recycling. So says the Gemara, the Soleil will say, even as a kosher, maybe he lost the kosher again. The Shlichus Apostle, and he threw away eventually the Apostle get. And B'shoash and Matzah, when he finds now the get, and the Oymer, I say, Apostle Matzah, he found the Apostle one. Now, of course, it's a very difficult chashash, but that's the one that says, because of such a remote case, which is possible, so that's what we ask in all cases, both to where a guy loses a get. So really, it wouldn't be a problem in and of itself, the fact that a guy lost a get, except it's a problem that maybe there's going to be situations where he loses a get, which is possible, and then he'll lose a get, which is kosher, so that's why we made a blanket decree. It's very strong, Gerg Zer.
Let's say in the case only had one get the whole time.
Right, so we say low pluk. Even when a guy only had one get the whole time, we still pass.
What's the parameter come to the reason why a guy or Evan is right. Passes the get?
Because they're afraid he switched it. Unless he had a simon. It's a chumrah. The maker then we shouldn't be choshish for it, but that's all chumrah here.
Yeah.
But he had a simon in it. That's why we accepted it. Not because the guy was trusted or because the guy is not a problem. It's only because here there was a unique solution.
So we see. That's how he knows that it's his get. Because if there's a simon in it,
It is. Yeah. Only in that case. Otherwise, it's not okay. That's exactly what we're saying. There's a little, hey, I didn't look it up, but there's a little, hey, if you look at the first line of the Gemara, Kosh Lov Arshan Bria, which seems to indicate that's where he passed. Normally, nobody can pass the by there, and only then if he runs back and gets it, it's okay. But even if a guy passes by, it seems that according to by the place in Little Hay, that the that no good's no good. Okay? Says the Gemara. Tanya, let's get back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if a man sends a get to his wife and he's very old, so we still give the get and we assume he was still alive. Time back of Rabbi Kara was extreme, exaggerated this in the extreme. He said, even the guy who left behind was 100 years old. And he spent 100 years on the way. This is really the slow boat. So now it's 100 years after he gave the get. And he himself was 100 years old. 200 years have elapsed. Well, it's 100 years have elapsed. The guy is assumed to be 200 years old. As I state, because he has the chazakah.
Yes, okay.
So,
we
have a chazaka that nobody lives over
120. Where
do
we have such a chazaka?
People.
You just made it up.
Fine, but people don't.
Probability more people alive to 800
Yeah.
But how many people are alive over 120? Have,
if you live to 100, might as well make it to 120.
It's not your head.
What? I understand. Seriously speaking, obviously holds that a chazakah is overcomes any difficulty until we hear otherwise. Of course it's tremendous chiddush way of saying. You think I like it, but that's what Bar Kappara is saying. The chazakah over a chazakah trumps any other reckoning. That's what he's saying. Okay? So says the Gemara, wait a second. How can you say this? But the Gemara is not going to ask a question you would like to ask. Says the Gemara, okay, we learn, I am Elisha, somebody says to his wife, I raise a gitech, this is your get. Leave name me saucy before I die, shall achas 1 hour. In other words, it should take effect 1 hour before my death. Some do, so he says, maidservant, this is your bill of release. Leave name me saucy, shall achas 1 hour, 1 hour before I die. She asura lochol betruma miyad. In both these cases, she's a wife of a kohen, but she herself is not a kohen. She's a shivcha of a kohen, obviously not a kohen herself. She's not permitted to eat truma immediately. Why? Because her friend's going to die. So over there, it's a well-known question. Over there, We're afraid he's going to die, and then we bar from eating truma immediately. Whereas over here, we're not afraid the guy is going to die, and therefore we give the guy, give his wife again. Even 100 years later, how can you say such a thing, right? What's the, why is there a difference over that over there? She has deceased from eating truma immediately, and by here, we consume that the guy's continuously alive. Says him a very beautiful answer. Tam on Mishar Rishon and Niskalkula. Here, or rather there, and when you get to give your wife a get, and it should take effect an hour before your death. It might be that right now you're an hour before your death. You don't know when you're going to die. So therefore, you already might be in that hour. So it's never a chazaka established.
Still, a chazaka, you're going to be alive.
What?
It's not
a tonight in the get.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a tonight at all. It's a tonight. It's a reality. Either it's alive or dead. It's not conditional.
Well, she's probably dead too,
after all. Yeah. Okay. You get the idea. What? No. So it's a beautiful svara. Up there, it's a by there from the time that the get was given, she might already well be divorced. Because it might be the hour of forced death, so no chazaka is ever established. But Ram Hacha, but here in the case where the get was given when he was definitely alive and wasn't predated to an hour before his death, and right now he's definitely alive, so therefore in that case we continue to maintain the chazaka with which we began. Now I didn't have time to look up the Gemara's in the Bavli, but I don't recall such an answer from the Bavli. The question is asked in the Yerushalmi. In the Bible as well, by this, what's between the case of a guy who gives a get 1 hour before his death and this case here? Maybe it is the same answer. If I could not remember. Give me a get and I'll tell you what they say. I don't remember offhand. If I knew, I would say. A get given an hour before the death? It's a valid get. She can't eat truma anymore. Because maybe he's going to die now, within an hour. Okay, so she loses. There's no chazaka being definitely being alive an hour before death. So chazaka being alive, but there's no chazaka being an hour before death. Okay, more than an hour before death. How long ago? What?
You've already been hours before your death.
So.
So. There's chazaka that if you're already
chazaka,
you have an hour before your death. Other times, why not now?
If chazaka, you're alive. It's not a chazaka, you're an hour before death. Who knows? The chazaka can tell me. Chazaka can say this guy's not dead, right?
Yes.
But chazaka can't say it's more than an hour before his death. Chazaka tells us when we're mesupuk about something. We use the previous status quo. But he never was in a status of definitely being, there's no such thing as status of being an hour before death.
Also, he could have been less than an hour before death when he gave the get. So.
In which case, the get is null and void.
So, how do we know everything?
We're Mafreya, only when we find out later on. Then we find out that what took place an hour ago.
In the meantime, she can still...
No, she can't even
shimmy suffer.
She's
right with that.
True. We're always going to be a mesupuk. What the basket in such a case. That's right.
So when you said it was null and void, it was good.
It's good, but you will only know the effect of the hour and after he dies. It's a good get. But it takes effect only an hour before he dies. When is that? We don't know. You know, the way...
So if it was less than an hour before he dies, then he gave us a get. Then
it won't be a valid get.
Even
after he dies, because there was no hour until he died. You know, there's a... I think the way the Bible answers like this, if I recall correctly, the Bible says, no, it's okay. Shema meis lo arminan, shema yomus arminan. That's what the Bible says. We never assume the guy died, but we're afraid he's going to die. So in this case, it's not enough, which maybe is the same answer, just saying it differently. It's not enough in this case knowing that he's alive. You have to know that he's not going to die within the next hour. So that you can't say. You can only say that he's not dead, but you can't say he's not going to die during the next hour. Because that really is using chazaka not to establish what's going on right now, but to establish events in the future. So that you can't use the chazaka to establish. No. I don't, maybe it's the same answer that you can't. It's just like over here it says that. Well, it's not the same answer. Obviously, from language is different. Here we say that the problem is that she from now that she's never established a chazaka, as opposed to a case where the get was given. The death is the problem. Then then we establish a chazaka that he's alive. The Bible is saying differently. The Bible is saying that you can't. Chazaka cannot predict the future. So therefore, you can't shema mace. Lord, we don't assume he's already dead, but we're afraid that maybe he will die. Chazaka can't predict that future event. So it actually is a bit different. Why should be possible? She should be possible from true always. Why should the get be possible?
No, why? We're saying that. We're saying that we assume that he's
going to
die.
Yeah? No, we just don't know he's not going to die. There's no chazaka he's not going to die. But he might, you know, he might be alive and might die. Who knows? So therefore, we have to say the get is in limbo. She's in limbo. That's what it is. The bottom line is she's in limbo. Limbo means a state of question. Uncertainty. Okay? And Halacha Dakatzid is the same way. Shlosh Dvarim, Omar Rabbi Lazar and Parto. Why, was this getting too early for you?
There's always some shavu thing going on.
Another shavu? No more shavu brachas? Okay.
Extended
shavu. Extended shavu. Okay.
Must be some shit that'll cut off the price that Shlokish relied on.
30 days. 30 days.
30 days.
Okay. By the way, on Shiva Sarvat Thomas Adam here at 8:05. If you want to learn, if anybody is available to them, we could start at say about 7:15 or so. It's up to you guys if you can make it. If you honestly can't make it, it's okay. We don't have to learn. No, no disciples. Okay. Okay, fine.
We also daven 7:15 in the morning. I mean, before 7:15
in the morning. Yeah. No, we don't learn. We daven 7:15 in the morning. Daven would be 7:15. Sure, so a little before. Yeah.
6:15.
No, that's the. They're talking about the Bavli Dachyom.
Okay.
Here we learn 7:15 in the evening. Okay. Shloshet Dvarim Amar Rabbi Elazar and Parto Lifnei Chachamim. Three things are said by Elazar and Parto in front of Chachamim. Yekimus Dvarim, and they sustain that which he said. Alir Shikifu Karkom, a city surrounded by a siege. While Sfinim Teres Bayam. A boat which is going, which is in a gale at sea, and it's being obviously crazed around. And somebody's going out to be judged. They're considered to be alive. All the individuals in this situation are considered to be alive. But if a city's actually been conquered by some army, which had laid siege to it, and a boat which is lost at sea, Bayotzi Lari, somebody who's actually going out to be killed, not being allowed to be judged, at that point he's lost his chazaka, he's alive. There's such a strong reyusa, such a strong question the chazaka that he's lost his chetzkas chaim, and if it's a bas kohen married to Yisrael, or bas Yisrael, the severity of if they're alive, and severity if they're dead, so bas kohen Yisrael, if it's bas kohen married to Yisrael, the severity is to say that he's alive, and she could still not eat truma. Bas Yisrael kohen, if it's a bas Yisrael kohen, severity is to say that he's dead, and therefore lo tocha b'truma, so he's both dead and alive at the same time. Ezu karkom, it's a karkom. So Rabbi Bar B'Shem Rechia Barashi Kon Zugin, they put up bells, b'shalshos, and chains, uklovim, and dogs, v'avazim, and geese, v'tarnigolim, and roosters, v'stratios, and legions. I'm not keeping this here. They surround the city. Now the reason we have all these things, the bells and the whistles and the stuff, is because that may, if somebody tries to escape the city, so they'll make it'll make noise, and people are going to the besiegers will know to pursue him. Okay. Vam Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Ba said, "B'shem Rabbi Chia Barashi." You know what? But Maisa, why? So why we make? Why we say the guy is still considered to be alive? Maisa ya ubarach misham suma echad. Because once there was a case where the a guy fled. Now this kid, even though he was blind, by the way. Now the what's the difference? You know, whether one guy fled or not. So we say this really the Ikar Sugi is in Ksuvas. And we have this in Ksuvas in the Yerushalmi, that if it's possible for you to leave a city, so every wife of a Kohen is a city can say, I fled. Even if she doesn't say I fled, she had a Migo to say that she fled. And therefore she doesn't become usher to her husband. Because normally a woman who stayed in the captivity is usher to her husband, but not this woman, because she has, since there were certain people in the city who were able to flee, so therefore she has an Migo that she could have fled. Okay? So it really is not directly relevant to our sugya, since she could have, because she could have said, lied and said, I fled, since fleeing was possible in that situation. So even though she didn't lie, if she says, I didn't flee, but I'm tohera, I was not raped, then she still can get away with that taina. Okay, that's how amigo works here. Okay. So says the Gemara, and similarly, Chayes Shampir Tzal says one break in the siege, Matzel says a call that saves all the wives crying from becoming husbands. Husbands. Chayes Shamachbuy, if there was one hiding place in Yitzricha, it's a question whether we could say that all the women used that hiding place in turn, or only this one woman could use the hiding place. We don't believe each individual woman in the city that she was the one who was there. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Barzati, Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Kuloi, also b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Messiah. The only time we're afraid that maybe the girls were the Kohanos were raped, it was a siege laid by the army of the same king who's in charge of the city. But if it's a siege laid by an army coming from another kingdom, so Kalisarim, they're like bandits. And bandits who say they have no time to passel the women, because they want to take the money and run. So too, it depends who lays the siege. If it's local siege people, then it's really bad. But if it's foreign siege people, we say that they're compelled by the Spindel doctrine, and therefore they're not concerned with women, they're concerned with money, and since they're concerned with money, so therefore they want to get out of there as soon as possible, so that's why they're not going to cause any problems for the women, right? They speak French. What do you mean, how can we tell if they're foreigners?
Speak with a funny accent.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. They have different flags. They added three more, which were their cases where we don't know if they're alive, but then we have to be mocking in both ways. A person was dragged away by an animal. B, Vesher Shuffle, you're in the heart, person swept away by a river. C, Vesher Nuffle, love my post, fell upon him an avalanche. Notice of Chumri Chaim Chumri Mesa, we say, we assume they might be alive, might be dead, we do not know. Give him the Chumris of both, and if it's a Bas Yisrael married to Kohen or a Bas Kohen Yisrael, they don't need Betruma because they're mocking in both accounts. Let me just get a drink. One second. Okay. Hello, Chazal. Shlosh with my Rabbi Elazar. Oh, he just said, sorry. Okay. I maybe get Eretz Yisrael. So he brought again Eretz Yisrael of a chol and he got sick. Harezim Shalom Biyarachar, he sends it with somebody else. Now, the thing is, Imam Arlo, if the Mishalech, the guy giving the get, said to the Shliach, Toli Mimeno Chebetz Ploni, bring me back, you know, something from Rikas, let's say, ring, he wants back for her. So then, Lo Yishachan Biyarachar, then the original Shliach has to do it. Can't nobody else do it. She'ein Ratzon Hashem Biglor Biyarachar, he doesn't want his valuable object given over to somebody else. So Chesh and Mishpah are actually more machir, because the Chesh and Mishpah, there's a Shomer element, right? By get, there is no Shomer element. So therefore, by get, if the Shliach becomes sick, he can give it over to another Shliach to compete in the Shichus. By taking back an object, the Chesh and Mishpah aspect of Shmira, and that is only entrusted to the person to whom it's entrusted, not to anybody else. Okay? So in Eshachol, it says in the Mishnah that the Shliach can avoid another Shliach because he got sick. Okay, now says the Gemara, Chololo. Maybe a low Chololo, not if he didn't get sick. So it must be that the special dispensation Chazal gave, but only in case of sickness, there's no blanket permission to make another Shliach. That's a period now. Now comes the new issue. We're going back to the, so going to the Sefer where he said, bring me back something. So in that case, you can't change Shlichus. Leisa da pliga. Now doesn't this argue, now I'm going to change Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, to Shari Teres Yisrael, does it because it makes more sense. Leisa da pliga al Reish Lakish, doesn't it argue on Reish Lakish? Again, the Reish Lakish on Reish Lakish said, Shomer, Shemusel, Shomer. If a Shomer gave something to a second Shomer, it should be instead of Harishon, this is Korban Eda, says, Hasheni Chayev. The same guy is liable. That means that if the same guy is liable, so then what do you care that he gave it over to the second guy? If the first guy is not liable, the second guy will be liable. Right? So Shomer, Shemuzah, and Shomer would be okay according to Reish Lakish. Amishah seems to argue. Amishah says Shomer, Shemuzah, and Shomer is not applicable by getting the guy's original Shliach has to fill Shlichus. Why? So this is a more fascinating answer. Rabbi Chiyah said, Bishum tonight getting. It's as if when he said, I want you to take back the object from me, it's as if he's making condition in the get itself. And say, the get is only valid if you yourself bring back the object which I insist on being delivered back to me. Says more, Manafik Ben Neon, what's the difference if we say that it's a Tanai in the get, or if we say it's just a Shomer, Shemuzah, and Shomer question? And let's say it would be going to the Rabbi Yochanan, who says Shomer, Shemuzah, and Shomer. Harishon Chayiv, the first guy is Chayiv because he should never have given it to the second Shomer, because the second Shomer doesn't have the same sense of responsibility. So what's the difference if we say that it's an issue of a Tanai get or an issue of Shomer, Shemuzah, and Shomer? Very simple. If the husband went and took it himself, the object, before the Shliach got there with the divorce writ. So, if you say it's a Tanai get, that the husband appointed this Shliach, and in order to cement that it should only be the Shliach, he said, I don't want you to bring in such an object. So in that case, Yos, it's talking not a good get than if it's lost in the middle, because sorry, it's not a good, now you can't give it to another Shliach because he was makbid that Dafka the Shliach should be the one to deliver it. However, in Tamar, if you're going to say the reason is not because of Tanai by get, but rather because that Ein Ritzone, Ein Rishay Ritzone, Shep Yigdoi Biarach, I don't want somebody else holding on to my object, I want Dafka you to hold on to it. In this case, you can't be makbid, Arei Ein Pitor Biarach, it's not in anybody's hands except his own, because he himself, the husband, went and got the property. So that would be the Nafkin. In the case of the husband himself, went and got the object. So if you're going to say that the issue is Shomer, Shemuzah, Shomer, obviously Shomer, Shemuzah, Shomer no longer applies. That's when it's in the Shmira realm, but here it actually has reached the owner, so therefore there's no Shomer issue. But if you're going to say that the issue is one, as we said before, that it's a Tanai in the get, right, so then a Tanai in the get would mean that it, not only did the, was the Tanai get that Dafka, this Shliach should bring back the object, the Tanai get was even if that Shliach doesn't bring back the object, that Lemaisi has got to be the one to deliver the get, and therefore the get would remain possible under those circumstances. Okay? Now it says the Gemara now goes on, but I think the next Gemara should be after the next Mishnah. So therefore I'm going to read the next Mishnah and come back. Nobody says that except me, but the, as you know, that doesn't stop me at all. Says my Lagaba, I may be given Dina Sam, so he brings the game for Chutzlar. It's Vichol and he got sick. Now, this is the crazy form, is he got sick in Eretz Yisrael. God is bringing get internally in Eretz Yisrael. Now he's bringing get for Chutzlar. And he got sick. Oh, it's a basin, he makes a basin. Meshachu. And he sends the get, and he gives, and he designates somebody else to bring the get. Name, it says in front of the basin before I knocked him, before I knocked him, was written inside and see written inside in front of me. The second shliach is taking over the first shliach who got sick. Does not say Toshomer for I knocked him, before I knocked him. Ella Oimer, he just says shliach basin on me. He says I'm shliach basin, and basin analyzed the situation. So it's interesting that he doesn't say I'm the shliach of the to say okay, he can't say for I knocked him, would be a lie. So he says that I was made a shliach by Beis Din. Now let's go back. It says the Gemara, the third line from the front on top of the Mishnah. So it says, Apikidushin Kain, so the way the Korban A changes is, Apikidushin Eino Kain. By Kiddushin, you can't give over the shliach to somebody else, even if he got sick. That's it, he can't go over the shliach. In other words, Reuven sent to me Mekadosh Sora, and he got sick. He can't go over to the third party. So no matter why, Mabi Kiddin, Mabi Kiddushin, what's the difference between Kiddin and Kiddushin? Why can't he give it over to the third party there, just like he gives it over by Kiddin? So it says more fascinating answer. Biyad kol adam motzui legarish. A person can send his get with anybody. Okay, anybody can be megarish on behalf of the husband, because you can be megarish woman against her will. You just make sure she gets the get and understands what she's getting. And the get, although I'm not sure Korban Eder actually means this, but I want to throw this in, and I think it's true. The get is actually exchanging hands, right? In other words, it's going from shliach to shliach. So it's going from shliach to shliach, so therefore, the first shliach, the second shliach gets the power of the first shliach, so the third shliach gets the power of the second shliach. That's not a problem. The get, as it's transferred, so to speak, transfers the torch from one to the other. But by Kiddushin, it doesn't work that way. By lo biyakol adam motzei the kaddish. Kiddushin, you can't be a kaddish woman against her will. Right? Yeah, therefore, each individual... Right? Because you need her to be maskim. So therefore, this is something which is not a true authorization. And it's true even if you have... of course it's true if you have money for Kiddushin. Because money, he doesn't have to spend the same money. But I think it's even true if you have a shtar. The shtar kiddushin is not something which invests all the authority in the husband, which he can then give over to the shliach. Rather, it invests authority in the wife as well. So, therefore, the wife would have to agree. He doesn't have the authority to take this document and pass on to the next guy and make this guy the next guy shliach. Now, one second. The Ritbaz brings out the most Achrayim say this is the halach of the Kodesh Miradush. Kodesh Miradosh is a famous halacha on the Ksais, which I never understood and still don't understand, which is halacha mili lomim sor on the shliach, and it applies to Kiddushin. What? Right. So the Korban Baz says, yeah, Korban Baz doesn't say the Kodesh Miradosh, does it? Right, but the Korban Baz brings down the Kodesh Miradosh. I don't know exactly if that's the way it's read. It's obviously a martyr from some French city. Maybe it's Redus or Radus, I don't know. But in any event, the bottom line is that Ritbaz tries to explain the story differently, because the Kodesh Miradosh's psak is in itself a machlekes achronim, whether he's correct or not correct. Whether when he said that you can't give over, that Kiddushin is melee, can't be given over to another shliach, that whether that's in fact correct or incorrect. But the way the Korban Eder happened emotionally in the sugya, that's the import of the sugya. The sugya is telling us that Kiddushin is melee. Get is vested in the get. When that transfers out, the shliach transfers. Kiddushin is vested in the transaction, because she has to acquiesce, and therefore can't be passed on from individual shliach to another individual shliach. I understand what I just said, but I don't know the score of it. I never really understood the score. But that's really what in other words, especially, let me go back to the case example I gave you before, especially case.
The problem
I have with that is the Baal could send him to one woman. Baal could make his own shliach. Why can't the shliach then make a shliach? Avraham made Eliezer the shliach, or Yitzhak made Eliezer the shliach. Why can't then Eliezer make a chveis, you know, love on the shliach? That's the Kodesh Miradosh is coming to address.
But you're saying that the first shliach does work.
Yeah, Milo Minister Shliach means the second guy can't give it over. I mean, the first guy can't give it to the second guy. Milo Minister Shliach is not going to the first shliach. It's going from, could give him the authorization transferred from shliach to shliach. And that's to say, by get, the authorization could transfer because of the transfer of the document. By condition, the document does not affect the complete transfer. Okay.
When the college does acquiesce, she's Merkel, but she's
the shliach. No, because he never became the shliach. He has no right to be Mekadosh on his part. He never was authorized to act. So, again, that's the Kodesh Menorah Shishita, and the Ritbaz tries... What? No? Okay, I may be able to say, I'm saying being the Halachah, I'm saying being the Chutzlaitz B'chola. Oh, we just read that Mishnah, sorry. I read that it's part of the next Mishnah. Right? Now we're, so we're past the... Go back to the one after Mishnah, right? Said, this is what we're talking about. This is what the issue is. This is the question. Vusha Eretz Yisrael. It's got to be an Eretz Yisrael already. So the shliach brought the Gevurah Chutz Lareitz and got it. So he can't appoint another shliach Chutz Lareitz. Why? Because what? When he gets when he appoints another shliach, it's got to say Fanei Nechtam. But Fanei Nechtam only works when he gets Eretz Yisrael already, right? So the whole possibility of appointing another shliach is only when he already reached Eretz Yisrael, right? So Shalot Tomei, so what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is the Chumrah. Shalot Tomei shouldn't say, Holo Bal Eretz Yisrael, Yasa Gita Eretz Yisrael. Once he gets to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Gita Eretz Yisrael. V'Gita ain't Eretz Yisrael, ain't Salchamah Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. My Gita Eretz Yisrael, they don't say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. So that's what it's no. It's true, by getting the Eretz Yisrael, say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. But this is the Gevurah Chutz Lareitz story. What really the Gemara wants to ask, I think, although the Ritbaz, I forgot what the Ritbaz says, even though I have it underlined, he might say something more piquant. But what I think the Gemara is trying to say is that I might have thought they invited to the corner of the Rabbanim for an Echtem in extenuating circumstances altogether. And so God tells us they weren't mevatel to the corner, they were just lenient and now it's carried out. Okay? So as it says, that you bring it to the first base and you say for an Echtem. Anyway. So it says more of a Gita Eretz Yisrael and so more of a Nechvah Nechvah. You might have said that in the commercial dose. Now, Chol HaShliach. What if the Shliach got sick, meaning the second Shliach? The first Shliach gave the get the second Shliach. The second Shliach now got sick. So, in Kiddushin, of course, Kaddish Miradosh, Milo Mimson the Shliach. But I'm talking about Gittin. I'm Rechina Bechanina Braid Rabbi Abba. Habli Uvdo, you had such a case. I'm sorry, yeah, such a case. Vishalah, he asked a question and sent the question to Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yasso, Rabbi Yami. Verlin, he said, Ein, Ashliach, Aaron, Sarah, Shiva, Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. Now, the Shliach, even the third Shliach doesn't say Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam, Ella, Oimer, Shliach, Basinani. So each one who carries the get says Shliach, Basin when he finishes the Shlichus. So it says more of an and. Here's an addition. V'tzarech limso lo ko shlichuso. He's got to give him over the entire shlichuso. Meaning, does he have to say over, I'm a shliach of Reuven, who's a shliach of Shimon, who's a shliach of Levi? Does he have to give over the whole history of the get? You know, does he have to sign off or whatever's occurred till now, or just say, I'm a shliach based? And Basin takes care of it because we see that only get made in Basin be still made properly. So says the Gemara, as with Tzaychlim, so Koshchus has got them the whole history. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Tzaychlim, so Koshchus, he's got to give over the whole history. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Tzaychlim, so Koshchus, you don't have to give over the whole history. My say law, and they bring a riot for Rabbi Avin Bar Kana, Minadoah for the following case. Our case, the last shliach does not say Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. It's not necessary. All he has to say is shliach based. I'm a shliach based. That's all he has to say. And he doesn't have to say, I'm somebody else's shliach, God is somebody else's shliach. All he has to say is shliach based. That's enough. That trumps all other possible explanations and not necessary. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, Chosebe Rabbi Amber Kamokano. He reneged on the deal. Why? Because it says like this. Ein ha-shliach ha-achron tzarechem ha-fanei nechtam, fanei nechtam. He doesn't say fanei nechtam, nechtam, el-oim ha-shliach ha-beisin ani. He says, I'm shliach ha-beisin. Now, what's the deal from here? It says he doesn't have to say, what doesn't he have to say? It says in this braisa, fanei nechtam, fanei nechtam. But the flip side of that is that he has to say everything else. That's the one thing he doesn't have to say. But he has to say everything else, including I'm Reuven Shliach, Shimon Shliach, and so on and so forth down the line. So all that's necessary when it comes to basing, besides saying Shliach Beis Ani, to say who Shliach he actually was. Okay, almost finished. Hamav Amos, shifting gears out of Kitten. Hamav Amos is a Kohen, Ves a Levi. If I loan money to a Kohen or a Levi, Ves a Levi, a poor person. So a Kohen is for Truma, Levi is for Miser Shani, and a Ani is for Miser Ani. Now all these people are just getting cash. They're not getting any grain. But what I'm doing is Leos Mavish Le Michalkon, I am separating tithes in my field and saying this tithe would be for Truma, this tithe would be for Miser, this tithe would be for Miser Ani. And I'm never actually there to deliver them. And I sell them open market, but I pay the Kohen off ahead of time and Levi off another time, and I'm deducting from that principal which I have in the Kohen, first Kohen bank account, right? So let's say I have, or first Levi bank account. Let's say I have $1,000 in the first Levi bank account, so I continue to keep Truma for myself until I reach, instead of having given this Levi the Truma, since he owes me $1,000, I keep it to defray the cost of the $1,000 that he owes me. Is that clear? Okay. What? Tithe? Tithe. Tithe is Meister, yes. Tithe, yes. T-I-T-H-E. Okay, you weren't in the first fee spelling bee this year? Okay. So in any event, that's what it is. It means Truma some misers. That's typing. What?
I want
to
soda and chips in my classroom.
In the classroom? Okay, so come on, Jay. The whole class gets soda and chips?
Well, just
for okay, so very close. Okay. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, actually, we're still in the Mishnah. So why bring this down here? So you can continue deducting whatever from whatever you are owed. You continue deducting from your portion. Furthermore, you assume that the person to whom you give the money is still alive. We don't assume that he became dead. Or maybe if you made a stipulation with a poor rich person that he became poor. Mesu, if they died, we have to continue, and you will need to have some loans outstanding. You must ask permission from the heirs. If they based in Eretz Yisrael, and if the initial abba to the Kohen Levi or wherever it was, well, it took place in Basin. So even if the initial Kohen Levi was about dies, we still say that the loan stands because, and the agreement stands because it's in the Shevet called Kuna's best interest to not have to go collect Truma all the time, but I have to accept a flat fee in lieu of the Truma. Okay? Rabbi B'Shem Reishlok, he said to Rabbi Yossi, this is going to Rabbi Yossi. The Tiyat that we learned over there, Rabbi Yossi, Koshi Eshkalivi B'yad Kain, and the coin possesses some cash in lieu of what you would be required to give him. But you don't have to give him out of which are the Zerol, the Chayim, and Keva, the forearm, the jowls, and the stomach of... Jowls are this part over here. That you know, okay. The forearm, the jowls, and the Keva, one of the stomachs, I forget which one, go to the coin. So if you have individuals who by Kohanim owe you money, so you can deduct what from what they owe you, the cost of Zerol, Chayim, and Keva. Rameir Chayach Rameir says you can't do such business with Matanos. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Klumam Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi say that, well, but Karim, I'll tell you where the guy's still alive. Brahmar, so that's the case, Ad Kedun. Until now, we should say, boy, it should be instead of Mizra, says Tarizel, boy, Meida. But why don't we make you find out if the Kohen to whom you give the stuff is still alive or not? Because otherwise, what are you deducting for? Your money might not be there anymore. The coin with whom you made the wager might have kicked the proverbial bucket. So how come you can still continue the relationship? What happened to Shema Yomus, right? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, B'markore kunav leviyeh mas nisa. It's a kohen you know, a levi you know. Not that means that since you know them, they're still alive. What it means is that when makir kuna, the entire transaction takes place up front. It's loaded in the front, and therefore all the money which I gave that kohen or levi or ani to be mafish, my trumas and maizes corresponding to that money in their keren, in their account. So that only is necessarily a safeguard of limited amount of. It won't work to try and be sincere about it. It won't work if the kinyan occurs at the end. In other words, if after I eat the truma semaisis, it's deducted, so it's no good, because by that time the guy might be dead. And remember, we said we're afraid guys do people, the real estate people are dead, but afraid they will be dead. Right? They have no chazok in the future. So how come I can be mafish the stock or whatever it is on the basis of the assumption? Maybe the guy's already dead. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said again, Makire Kuna will reveal Masisa. If it's Makire Kuna, the transaction is all loaded, I'm repeating it. The transaction is all takes place initially. When the guy is alive and kicking. It's as if that point he was makdit to you all the trumas and mitzvahs you're going to get corresponding to his money. Midoraisa mos konos, right? So they gave it a status here as if he already made the kinyan. And therefore, as if he already made the kinyan. So therefore, even if he dies later on, the kinyan already took place. The agreement is cemented in place by the makirim aspect. By the fact that he's my buddy and we're making an agreement, okay? So it says, maybe that's true by Kohanim and Levim, but Hatzin on the, it says, a poor person already. Also, V'yesh Makrilani, do I need him have, now I don't know the question what Mark's asking, I have no clue what's bothering Mark. There's a Gabbait Stoka! Could be a Maki or Gabbait Stoka. But I guess the Pshat is a Gabbait Stoka is just a conduit to get the money to the Aniyim. So even though he agrees up front, it's meaningless, right? Has to go to a specific Aniyim. And if it has to go to a specific Aniyim, you're not their friend. You don't have an agreement with them that already takes place at everything ahead of time. So if you don't make them that you can have this gentleman's agreement, why are we not afraid Shema Yomus? And the Gemara never gives an answer. We simply do not know. Okay? Says my Asa Uvdu Kumi Rabbi Ami. The case came from Rabbi Ami by, it says here, Kohen, which should be a Ben Levi. Shoyah Chayav Yisrael Mosi owed a Jew money. Rav Amar Lo, he said, Afreshle Michoki. You know what? So corresponding to money which I owe you, deduct from my portion of my sir in your crop. Amar Lo, he said, how can we do this? Veloti, then we learn, Ela Malve Mos, Es HaKoyed, Ves HaLevi, Ves HaAni, Lios Mafish HaLein, Michalko to deduct upon the value of my trumas and maizes. B'she'evo aminas kain. It's an off branch of makir kudas that the original transaction takes place with that understanding. Whereas in this case over here, the original transaction is a regular loan. You want to introduce the understanding at a time. Who gives you the right to make it work, Elamah Freya? So it says, Marloevo aminas kain. Didn't loan him on this assumption. So Rabbi Zira Amar, if you loevo aminas kain. Doesn't matter. You can make the arrangement after the time as well. Even the initial loan was not, didn't take this account. Rabbi Zir proves the point from here. If Ben Levi owes a Jew money, it says, take, deduct from the money I owe you whatever you take from my portion of Miser. However, what he can't do is, he can't collect and deduct. She'ein Levi osa Levi. Because one Levi can't make another Levi. Meaning he cannot say to other Levim, you know what, sell me at a discount your rights to Trumas and Maisers, right? I'm not sure exactly how it works. I don't know exactly what the money means. I was trying to figure out how do you make the business deal stick, which one is trying to negate. Somehow or another, he cannot say to other Levim, maybe I guess, how to work. I thought I understood how it worked, but I don't know also. No, I don't remember. It's something like that, you know. The Levi pays other Levim for the future Mises. It says, So that's how it says tomorrow. V'chein b'levi shalev. Lo ye gove marpi she'ein levi osa levi. What does it mean? Levi can't make another levi. That's what I was saying. Yeah. How does that help? I have it underlined in my Gemara the Carbonator, but now it doesn't help me. That's what happened to me before. I empathize with the feeling, but I don't remember my flash. I see what it is now. Okay, look at the Pnei Moshe, see what it is. The Pnei Moshe explains that Shein Levi, also Levi, means the Levi can't authorize the Yisrael to go collect other mitzvahs in his behalf. In other words, Levi could say to Yisrael, listen, I get to collect mitzvahs because I'm a Levi. I relinquish your authorization to you. Can you give me a nice big loan? So that he can't do. On his own loan, he could say, you're allowed to keep whatever mitzvahs you get, right? But he can't say, give me a... he can't say, he can't make him a designated levy. That's what he can't do. He can't make him a designated levy. Okay? Deal. Right? Lo yegom amar v'shein levy over osa levy. That doesn't work. Now, shalom amar elo shalom...
Else.
Right, because Makori Levia doesn't give him the right to extend it to any other person to vie as an agent of Levia. Shloya Goyva Marfish, or Mishaloa Marfish, but on his own, obviously Levi can make any deal he wants. So therefore, since Levi makes a deal, even if the loan already was extended in the past, the Levi can be Michael Chmises in the future based on the pre existing loan. Okay, we'll stop here for now.